It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill. And from Frost Farms, Frosty is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Great. Fantastic.
Good.
And I love what you want to talk about today because I've been doing more watering lately, and there must be myths and do's and don'ts about watering gardens and shrubs and planters and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially now that we're getting sort of the dog days of summer, as they say, it's hot, it's dry. We're not getting as much rain as we were earlier in the season. So, but a couple things you want to keep in mind. There's some don'ts to watering, which, you know, you always think that like, oh, if I give it water, I'm you know, doing the best
doing
thing. But you got to be careful about, you know, new plantings. If you want to use like a water breaker of some sort on the end of your hose, you don't want to pummel the soil so you expose roots and things like that. Exactly. And also, a lot of people, there's a myth of like watering the foliage of plants. And you really want to just focus on the soaking the soil itself, because you can burn the leaves, cause disease, you know, with water just sitting on the leaves. And during the best time to water is in the morning or in the evening. When the sun's at its highest and it's the hottest and you're spraying leaves with water, it can burn them. So.
Now, you said that's, I'm glad you said that, because my schedule, I usually water in the evening, but then I read something about mold. Is that more like mold in the soil or mold in the leaves? Or?
Mold on the leaves, you know, it's like we talked about, touched on a couple weeks ago, was there's a lot of spring fungus, like from the lilacs. We were talking about that. And that's from water basically sitting on the leaves and not drying off. So if you do water in the evening, you know, don't do it at midnight. I don't know what time you
So I water before the sun goes down. That's okay?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just the cooler times of the day.
Oh, because I started getting them like earlier to water in the morning, and I thought, this really stinks.
I know. I think you're up early enough, probably.
And focus on the soil, huh? I just spray the whole plant and hope it drips down. That's not good, huh?
No, not really. And you want to make sure the soil is kind of soaked, especially depending on what you planted, how big the root ball is. You kind of have to envision, you know, getting it soaked down through. But you also have to be careful about things like hanging baskets. You know, a lot of people are very diligent about watering them, but you can also overwater. You know, if that hanging basket's heavy, it doesn't need any water because you can rot root systems too. So,
And I think people would want to overwater because you think it's a basket, it's going to dry out quickly.
Yeah, but not always. Like on a day like today, if you watered it, like I watered mine last night at home, it might not need it tonight when I get home, you know, because it's not going to be a super hot day today, I don't think so.
Excellent. What's going on at Frost Farms?
Not much. We are actually going to be putting up a new sign on 102. So even though our sign might be down for a little while, we're constructing a new one. So we are still open 7 days a week. So don't let the sign
scare you.
It's going to be fun. That sign that was there is from the beginning days. So it's
10 years old.
Yeah. So it's time for an upgrade. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in as always.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's the Frosty Report, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.